This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's influencing the cattle markets today?
Well, our cattle market saw a big downside yesterday, Leslie, as we saw new highs for the current move made, and then we fell apart in the last hour of trading and closed negative. A very negative session for the cattle took place yesterday. It carried into today's opening, and it looked like today was going to be extremely terrible, but live cattle managed to come back and close positive, while the feeder cattle managed to recover half of their losses today, even though they closed negative. Box beef at mid-morning, 91 higher on choice, 53 cents higher on selects, and a movement of 44 loads. Estimated cattle killed today, 110,000 head. We saw the April live cattle today, 55 cents higher. June cattle, 57 higher. May feeders down $1.92. August feeders down $1.45. And June lean hogs, 25 cents lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's almost auction time at Big Iron. The next auction is coming up Wednesday morning. Big Iron District Manager Mike Wolf joins us now with a preview of this week's sale.
Well, we've got a 2004 Kenworth liquid transport truck selling, a 2006 TNT grain hopper trailer, a 2001 Wilson grain trailer, a Grove RT522 rough terrain crane, 1986 John Deere 544D rubber tire loader, a Case Construction King forklift, and this is just part of the 284 lots it'll be selling, including 25 farm tractors, 5 combines, plus hay equipment, planters, tillage equipment, and more.
If you'd like more information on buying and selling with Big Iron, call District Manager Mike Wolf at 580-320-2718 or go to the website at www.bigiron.com and Mike will be happy to help you out. That's bigiron.com.
Tom, what's softening things in the grain markets?
Well, Leslie, it doesn't help that we don't really have much fresh news out there, but we saw a second day of selling push the wheat, the corn, and the soybeans lower. Now, we did manage to stay off the lows, mainly in the wheat and the corn, but it was a pretty negative day across the board. And we also saw today a lot of upside in our U.S. dollar. That did not help the situation either. But we also saw the wheat condition ratings lower for Kansas by 6 points from last week and down a point for each state of Oklahoma and Texas. Other than that, a very quiet news day. May KC wheat was down 6 3/4. July KC down 6 cents. May Chicago wheat down 1 3/4. May and July corn both were down 2 cents. May soybeans closed 7.5 lower. July down 7.25. And May cotton 82 points higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.